This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to have one of your favorites. Dr. B's going to join me after the break. We've got, Texas had a little pucker there for a second. Didn't know where they were going to go, what they're going to be doing, right? I mean, seriously. Hopefully, they're in. I know it looks good now, but I'm sure they got, you know, they got, we've got hours to wait to see how many votes they truck in, you know what I'm saying? But it shouldn't be this close. Some of these places should not be this close. We shouldn't be having this heartburn, if you would. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Shock, I tell you, shocked that Washington, Oregon, and California have all gone for Joe Biden. And look at, with zero votes in, 0% in Washington, Washington State, they're calling Joe Biden the winner. I love it. I think it's hilarious. I really do think it's hilarious. Oh, God. And you know what? It's so predictable. Is anybody shocked? I tell you, is anybody shocked? I didn't think so. 855-REAL-JOE, if you've got something to say, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And there's Juan Williams. If you're over at Fox, take a look. Juan is talking about how, you know, it's all fine. It's all wonderful. It's all good. But it's not. I'd really love that. I wish I had somebody on that was close to the left. I can't get the left to call into the show anymore. I really can't. I can't even get left-leaning guests on the show anymore. They don't want the aggravation. They got Trump at 148, Joey B at 207. I'm still not nervous. Seriously. I don't know. I have no idea what they've given Joe Biden for electoral votes and what they've given Trump. What states? Right? Well, I guess if I went through them, but I don't, I've got to add them all up and see. But, you know, remember, I want you to remember something here. Remember, it was the left screaming that they had to do away with the Electoral College because all it ever does is favor Republicans. But in this insanity that they live in, right now, Donald Trump is up almost over 3 million votes in a popular vote, yet down in the Electoral College. So if it maintained, they would win the Electoral College. It's not going to maintain, but you see what I'm saying. And I love this. I think it's hilarious, frankly. Because it's going to fly. It's not going to, ultimately. But it would fly right in the face of what they've been arguing about, wouldn't it? And I'm going to say some of you are going to find extremely distasteful. If Joe Biden wins, if the Democrat takes the Senate and keep the House, we deserve to become a socialist nation. We really do. We've allowed this to happen over decades. What are we going to do? Are we going to get violent like they do? Are we going to have a revolution? Maybe we will. I don't know. Because there's no way in God's creation with the rallies that we saw, with the way people feel, well, what's going on in these cities, there is no legitimate way that Joe Biden can win this election. I'm dead serious. How did Omar re-win her district? How did that happen? The American Jew-hating representative now. How'd that happen? I mean, I'd love to know where AOC is at. Maybe she's already taken it back again. I don't know. Some of my brilliant people in the chat room. If one of you could check on Talib and AOC, that would be great. I already have so many eyes and so many screens. So, I think this is hilarious. So, we as Americans, we deserve what we get. And don't tell me, well, I voted the right way. Who else do you know did? How many people did you call? How hard did you work? If you want to keep your freedom, we've talked about this on the show before. Go back and look what our founding fathers gave up for freedom. What did they do? Seriously. What did they give up? What did they do? What were they willing to put up with? Well, they were willing to give up their lives. They were willing to give up their property, their families. They knew. Do some research. When these guys were signing the Declaration of Independence, they knew they were signing their death warrants. Read the letters that they wrote to each other. They were taking on the most powerful force on the face of the planet at the time. And we don't want our neighbors not to like us. We won't put a yard sign up for Trump because we don't want our neighbors upset with us. Are we serious? So that's why I said, I have no sympathy for the people of New York. I have no sympathy for the people of Chicago. None for the people of Portland or Seattle. Seattle, you elected socialists, openly devout socialists. And then you'll wonder why they're burning your city down. You really, truly were scratching your head trying to figure it out. And in Chicago, how many kids sitting at home in a living room doing homework? A young girl this week was shot in the head from a bullet that came through from the street. How many of those precious young lives do you have to lose before you decide to vote differently? Joe Messina, your host, Dr. B, will be with us after the break. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I so much appreciate the time you spend. All right, we're doing what everybody else is doing to a degree, only I want to believe mine's a little bit more real than some of them. And we're talking about what's going on there. And I guess, you know, what is it, COVID? We're supposedly in the second sweep of COVID or what have you. And it looks like we may have a second sweep of Trump derangement syndrome, and maybe even worse this time. I don't know. I'm watching the people. I've seen pictures of the people over at CNN, the Young Turks, and a few other places having major league meltdowns. And since, you know, I'm not into this, I don't understand how to analyze somebody. I thought I'd bring somebody on that has a clue. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. We lovingly refer to her as Dr. B. Dr. B, what kind of medication should we put these people on? I mean, they are freaking out on the left. And we're the ones that are behind on the electoral college.
I know. We knew this would happen, though. They've been freaking out for 4 years. Like, I don't know. I think COVID, you know.
You think that's what did it?
Freak everybody out. You know, again, we're seeing that contempt. We just talked about this last night. But, yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think there'll be riots and things?
I do. I actually do. Yeah. I think when President Trump wins, when it's actually called, I think you will see that. They're already gathering around the White House with signs that say remove Trump. So they don't understand how a democracy works. They want a true coup communist takeover. And that's our fault. You and I have talked about this a million times. That's our fault. We've done that to these kids.
It is the education system. It is. I refuse to have my kids in public school, and I've got three of them, so it really is. And I'm in Texas. Jeez.
Yeah,
what does that say?
Let's talk about Texas. You really had us hanging on the seat tonight. I'm watching what's going on. How in God's creation does Biden even – why? How could he be ahead for 30 and a half seconds? Explain it.
The messages I got, you know, I've been getting all night. I have my Facebook page, Smart California. Moving to Texas, right. And it's all conservatives. We don't let liberals in. It has to be conservative. Right. And if you're not a conservative, you get kicked out. Sorry. Yeah,
good.
That's the way it is.
Yep.
My page, my rules.
I'm good.
Yeah, and people were like, oh, my gosh. Literally, this lady, and it was so funny. We thought she was serious. She goes, I just closed on a house yesterday, and it's back up for sale now. I'm like, no, I hope you're kidding. But, you know, Dallas County, you know, it's funny. Somebody just said, I can't believe Dallas County voted blue. They're on my page right now. And I'm like, well, that's Dallas County. It's always liberal. It's always voted blue. That's like Austin. So the media, I am more interested, shocked, perplexed, whatever the word, as a psychologist watching the media. They are going after the American people at a rate that's worse than, like, what is his name, David Koresh and the Waco cult.
Oh, yeah.
And people, what is frightening me is people are actually believing this. Like, I will tell them, I'll get off my White House calls and say, here are the facts. This is what I have. Here's the exact email from the White House. And they're like, well, that's not what CNN said. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me right now? But yeah, you know, TDS, this whole Trump derangement syndrome, but it literally.
Network, you know. Yeah.
Yes, it's this contempt that is taking them over. I don't know what other word to say. It's beyond hate. It is sociopathological. It is depraved, and it is a blindness. And here it is. So Texas. So it's just what the media
enlighten.
Did is they just took the main liberal counties that are bigger. You know, I forget what county Austin is, but Austin and Dallas County, they've been blue forever. It's just what they are. And people are moving there. They're moving out of the rural areas to there to be in liberal cities and to be with liberal people. That's just what they are. They're working there and living there and registering to vote there. So that's what happened. That's all they put out there. And so I'm getting all these, you know, emails and text messages like, Dr. B, what's going on? It's Texas. What are you doing out there? And here's the stats. I don't know if you saw earlier, but in this election, I believe it was a 12% jump in rural voters across the nation.
Yes.
And I said, wait, hello, rural, welcome to Texas, welcome to Arkansas, Wyoming, North and South Dakota. And I said, wait until the counties, and I, you know, as a councilwoman, have access to everybody does. I just know where to go on the counties around me, Tarrant County, Denton County, things like that. And they all have Trump, with about an 8-point lead. So those are the ones, and these are huge counties, huge rural counties. And I am telling you, the cowboys, the Second Amendment rights, our biker friends, our ranchers, and our farmers have shown up in droves, in their overalls, and, you know, whatever they wear to ranch, they have shown up. The lines have been unbelievable, and the red and the Trump hats that they have to take off before they vote. But the rural community is unnerved. They are alive. So we're awake. Us rural folks, you know, we've got a ranch of 40 acres, and then we live on 3 acres in our other house. We're awake. We're alive. And we're voting. So you're going to start seeing county by county people. It's not going to turn purple. It's not turning magenta. It's not turning blue. Texas will be very red because if anything, this election has awakened the rural community, because that's America, right? That's real America. So that's what happened. They just started with the two biggest stupid liberal counties.
Trump
freaked everybody out.
Trump just jumped Biden 247 to 223. President Trump is at 247, but I got another screen here that shows 273
for electoral
for Trump. That can't be right. Oh no! What he's—I see what he's doing. He's jumping through, showing if he gets this state, if he gets that state, or what have you. But right now,
he's
at 247.
Yes.
So, and when you look at the map across the country, so he's going to have the popular, and he's going to have the electoral college, which is going to make these guys—they're going to be little puddles of. You know, you're going to be very busy.
I know. Right?
You should
popular?
You should rebrand your business. The Democrat, I don't know, what is it, safe zone or something like that. And I'm telling you, you'll make a mint.
Yes, I'm sure. I just want to save America first.
This goes two ways, too. Because you have people right now that are having, you know, Republicans, conservatives, Christians, that are very, very concerned, have been all night, all the way up to this election, extremely concerned that if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won, that their religious rights were going to be stripped. Their rights to educational freedom were going to be stripped. That really screws with the psyche, doesn't it?
It does. And that's the thing people don't understand is, why are you so angry? We're not angry. We're trying to hold on to our country. I don't understand why they get so bent out of shape.
All right. Goodness. So we're going. Yeah. And Joe Biden took Arizona. That's not good. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Dr. B, go nowhere. I want you back on. Right? We'll be right back. I'm going to ask you
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More states are calling winners in the race for the White House.
President Trump taking Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Kentucky, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Joe Biden taking Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Vermont. Protesters gathering outside the White House, which added extra security for election night. President Trump and members of the First Family are watching the election returns from the East Wing. As far as those protests go, Biden surrogate Pete Buttigieg reminds everyone.
The role of those who lose, accepting the results, that's actually one of the most important functions in democracy.
Mayor Pete speaking there on Fox News. Joe Biden watching the election returns from his home state of Delaware. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I want you involved. I want you to get looking. Look at the numbers in your state for my conservative friends. Now, some of you have won. I get it. But those states where you've narrowly won, where you aren't winning, where you should win, this is a problem. What have you done? Really, what have you done? And I don't know, now they're calling New Mexico for Joey B. I love this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. He only needs 50 more to take it. What, 50? No. 50, yeah, right, 47. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Let me just bring her back on. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson, joins me to explain why Texas gave us all heartburn earlier. Yes, it's all your fault.
Apoplexy there. I know, like I said, the messages and my web page is like blowing up.
I was going to move there, but no.
Yeah, a lot of people said that. I'm like, calm down, calm down.
Yep.
It's Corpus Christi, Austin, Houston, Dallas, El Paso.
Yep.
Forget about all of the many rural communities that make up Texas and will keep us red for a very long time. I guarantee it.
I'm going to believe the modelers still. And I'm going to believe that Donald Trump is going to take this. That he's got, it's way too close for some of these guys. You know, when you look at, again, you look at North Carolina, Trump's got it. You look at Georgia, Trump's got it. You look at, you know, Pennsylvania, Trump's got it. Unless they cheat big time. I mean, he's by 10 points, these states. He's ahead in these states.
It's a lot,
you know,
of cheating.
What I'm saying? So you really would, you'd really have some major league cheating going on for them to pull these from him. So.
Yes, and that, don't put it past them to do that.
Does. Are you serious? Nobody does.
I mean, come on.
All right, so.
Yeah, where's Hunter, by the way? Do we know where Hunter is? Is he?
They've got him locked up in a basement somewhere, Dad's old basement or something.
Okay, that's, you know, great. That's just curious.
No way.
Hope his mental health is okay.
You hope his mental health is okay? What about the rest of us? You know,
we'll be all right because we'll have.
We're all sitting here trying to figure out what's going on, and But listen, no, seriously, before I let you go, let's talk about both sides of the aisle, if you would. And you've got a lot of Republicans right now that are just feeling defeated because they thought that the numbers wouldn't be better, the numbers wouldn't be bigger, and they're not. They're not where they thought they should be. And I'm getting emails from people saying, you know, what happened? Have we lost our minds as a society? And the short answer is, yeah, of course we have. We've lost our minds as a society. So give me some of your wisdom there, Dr. B. What should people do to calm down and relax?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, it's really time to get real with who you are, who you serve, what your future is going to look like, and kind of who you idolize and what you idolize. What's been going on for a long time, you know, there's good and bad that come along with a fruitful and productive and flourishing nation. And with that, and social media, right? You and I have talked about technology and social media and the good side and the bad side to that. Yep. Definitely for educating purposes, it's great, but it's also very addictive and rough on the brain and the development of the mind with kids and teens. But with that, I think that we've idolized a lot of this, a lot of what comes with instant gratification. And God has kind of given us a bit of a smackdown reality check starting in about, you know, January, February with coronavirus and having to go online and having to get back to family and what's important and then having churches close and then having mandates that churches can't open up and our constitutional rights being in jeopardy. And it's really, I think, made America look inside and figure out who they are and what they're about. And we've seen the great divide. We have seen the parting of the sea, the blue wave, the red wave. And we've really seen what people have chosen. Some have chosen to go that more depraved liberal way and keep on going. And some have gotten closer to, you know, their foundation and their roots and God, in my opinion. And I think that is, if you really want to feel at peace, that peace that passes all understanding, you've got to learn to be content with what you have. And we need to realize how blessed we are as a nation. And that if, you know, this goes the Biden way, which it doesn't look like it's going to, but I also don't want to be a Hillary Clinton, you know, voter. And in that, you know, they were all so mesmerized.
Yep.
But either way, God is still in control. And either way, you need to figure out who you serve. And that alone will give you the peace that you need to get through. And things will, you know, choose family when you can. Choose downtime when you can. Get rest. Get some good food in you and live that way. You want to go travel? Go travel. I think that we're too bogged down, you know, with technology and our jobs and lives. And if 2020 has done anything, and people say it's a horrible year, and I don't think it necessarily is. It was a very inconvenient year. It was a very trying year. But that is when, you know, we can really rise to the top and see the goodness. We have to work hard to see the good when life gets rough like that. And we are still far, far, far better off than any third world country.
Oh,
so
sure.
It's kind of first world country problems. But
all right. Where do people find your show? Where do they find you? Except here every Monday. But other than that, where do they find you?
Radio. DrBRadio.com, and then on Facebook, Bridget Melson or Diagnosing America.
Yep. No.
So,
we'll probably send a lot of people your way, getting a lot of help after selection. You know, anyway,
on.
always a pleasure, Dr. B. I really do appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Right. Bye. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're gonna pull on Julio Rivera. And I remember he used to be called, or we used to jokingly, lovingly refer to him as our conservarican. And, you know, I love Julio. No, seriously. I mean, he's got as much energy as I do. And he's been doing this for a long time. And again, you know, at a time when people didn't really, what's the word I'm looking for here? Really didn't appreciate the Hispanic vote, the conservative Hispanic vote and or viewpoint. In this instance, they have been. And he had, what's going on here with my screen? Oh, there you go. And again, he was able to give us the viewpoint from the Puerto Rico standpoint. His family was from Puerto Rico. He grew up in Puerto Rico. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, actually part of the solution. I'm watching it. I got to tell you something. I'm watching these numbers. And these guys have got to be dying. I wish I could actually see in real time what's going on in some of these other news networks. You know, moment by moment kind of thing. The other thing I find interesting is, depending on the network you go to, I'm getting different numbers for different things. You know, from the different networks. And it's not necessarily leaning towards what they believe in, what they're leaning towards. It's just all over the place. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have a winner, a new winner in a new area. GOP newcomer Cawthorn wins the vacated North Carolina seat. It was vacated by Mark Meadows, if you remember. The Dems really felt like they had that seat, or they had a shot at that seat, I'd say. Cawthorn was 25. He becomes the youngest person elected to Congress since the late 1700s. Yeah, but listen, let's be honest about this, okay? I mean, seriously, our founding fathers, you know, in those days, kids, people, whatever you want to call them, that were 17, 18, 19, 20, 25, were much more mature than they are today. They were a lot smarter. They were better educated, let's just be honest about it, than they are today. So when they start comparing and telling me, in the past, young men as young as 18, 19, 20 years old were in Congress. You know what? They had a different attitude. They could run a family. They could run a business. They were very responsible. What are we raising today? And it's not necessarily that we're raising derelicts, but if we don't teach our kids, if we don't give our kids the ability to cope, teach them how to cope, you're not doing them any favors. We'll try to get Julio on after the break. Show us to your host. Don't go far. There's a lot more to come. It ain't over yet.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to welcome Julio Rivera. He hasn't been here for a while, but I don't care. I love having him on the show. Julio Rivera joins me. He's the editorial director at Reactionary Times. Julio, thanks for joining me.
Yes, you know, now that I've relocated to Europe, our time schedules and hour difference doesn't make it possible for us to speak so much. But you were just on Reactionary Times TV.
I was.
Not too long ago on a fantastic panel. And I always love having you on, love talking to you. And it's been too long. But look, on the important days, today, Election Day, the most important day of the year, the most important day in probably the last 4 years, we find ourselves in conversation.
Oh, definitely. Definitely one of the most important. Listen, talk to me about the slow start, if you would, and where the president's at now and what you're thinking is going to happen.
You know what? I think this is God's way of punishing the liberals. He kind of dangles victory in front of them, and then it just gets snatched away. And this is shades of 2016 is what we're seeing here. And I love it. And I'm sure that liberal heads are exploding all across the entire country because they're seeing it happen again. It's like, oh no, it's almost like that commercial. What was the commercial? I think it was a Geico commercial with the fisherman. And he was like, oh, you got it, you got it, you got it. And then they pull it away from him. And you know what? And that's a great thing. And I think it's a great thing for America. I think that, you know, a second Trump term, I think, solidifies a lot of the things that he was trying to do in terms of resetting the international order, the whole energy independence thing. Biden, I think, sunk himself when, you know, that was really like a lead balloon led to Texas and to Pennsylvania and states like that with the whole we're going to get rid of oil. And, you know, I think that scared people. And then obviously Hunter and his crack smoking habits and, you know, all the international monetization schemes that they're running with these countries that are trying to marginalize America and destroy our economy. America, I think, dodged the bullet. I mean, I want to see it to the finish line, but I think we definitely dodged the major bullet. The only real sad thing is the House, I would have loved to see. And it doesn't really look like the Republicans are going to flip the House. I would love to see that. If you know, and this is a situation, honestly, Joe, where we can do like some recalls in certain districts. I still think mail voting and the fraud associated with it is having some semblance of an impact. And I'd really like to see some of the tighter House races recounted.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I don't know, you know, unless you're on the receiving side, there's nothing good about the mail-in voting. There's nothing in the mail-in voting that's going to help you, and it's always going to leave doubt. Well, they don't really care about that. It always leaves doubt as to whether you won properly or not, but, you know, let's just be honest about it. They don't care. It's all about winning. Right?
Exactly, yeah. And stuff, and it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter to the Democrats whether it's fair or not. And honestly, this is what you see with the way that they exert themselves upon the media. And then when you really look at the bigger picture, take the 35,000 foot view of all this. You know, you look at these major media conglomerates and who really owns these. And some of these are, you know, owned by China money. Some of them have Arab money. Like all these places that really are not fans of Donald Trump are pulling the strings on a lot of the media that gets disseminated and a lot of the information that's force-fed to Americans that don't really realize who the true messenger of that information is. It's not Walter Cronkite anymore. You know, it's people that are, you know, basically have a negative outlook on America and the American exceptionalism and the nationalist, you know, like the economic nationalism and the independence of America breaking free from the international order. These people that are really controlling the information we get are not in favor of that. And that's the reason why Donald Trump will hopefully, you know, where he's, I pray that we can finish this and he wins. He won despite 4 years of fake news, fake polls, all this information, all these psychological operations to try to make conservatives feel like uncomfortable in their own country. You know, like the flag is a bad thing all of a sudden. Saluting the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, prayer, all these things that are the fundamental foundation of what America is. You know, they tried to make us believe that all these things were bad and that we couldn't have our country and we couldn't be Americans the way that we wanted to be. You know, this is God. You know what I mean? I think I've always felt, and I really feel strongly, that God is sparing us from really the evil. Like, this would destroy the world, honestly.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. Mess. But let me tell you,
if America thought of socialism, yeah.
With everything that's gone on in the last 4 years, with the attack on patriotism, the attack on religion, the attack on what I'm going to call the normal way of life here in America, are you surprised that the numbers aren't bigger for Trump? Are you surprised that the numbers aren't bigger for the win? Honestly.
I am, but like I said, I believe in a sense that when everything shakes out and when we get like 100% of precincts reporting, it's going to look more like we expected it to look. But I think a big part of that was, I think, the coronavirus pandemic. And I think that what happens is when you disseminate propaganda in a certain way, like the fear aspect of it, yeah. And I think that, you know, they've done everything they can to try to create this error that, you know, that Fauci and Trump were on opposing sides and that Trump's been risking American lives and that, you know, like they just created all these false narratives that have kind of scared people. And, you know, I think some of the people that they've scared are older voters, you know, and then some people, I mean, I know people that are even younger people that are scared to death of this coronavirus. And it's funny, it's like I've been traveling this entire time that this thing's been going on, and I walk through airports and I see people scared to death of the coronavirus, and I'm like, are you serious? You know, I probably had COVID before and don't even realize it. You know what I mean? Because I never get sick. I'm sure right. If they gave me an antibody test, it would probably be positive. But every PCR test I've ever taken has been negative because I never take the antibody test. When they're like, do you want to, like, because I've had to take it to travel, and they're like, do you want both tests? You know, the antibody test is only like $10 more. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to take the PCR test because my body, God knows what antibodies I've been exposed to, you know, like what germs you have. Your body just naturally creates antibodies. So anyway, that's I don't know. The fear thing, I'm starting to see it here in Bulgaria too. It's funny, Joe. We're still pretty much wide open, but what they've done now is the restaurants and bars have to close by 11. That's the new measure that they have, whereas before it was like, you know, everything was open till 3 in the morning, the way it would normally be. But they're starting to take steps back because more people are testing positive. But again, it falls into that category. More testing. Finally, all the test kits got yep. here. So the more you test people, the more people are going to be positive. And here in Bulgaria, right, let's say this is a poorer country, the PCR test is 130 lats, which is like the currency here, which is about like 70 bucks. The PCR test is 10 lats, which is about $6. So everybody here, because this is a poorer country, the majority of the people are taking the antibody test, and they're testing positive, of course, because I'm sure their body has antibodies if they've been exposed to the virus in even the tiniest way. But they're not showing symptoms. They're not sick. The hospitals aren't overflowing. But the numbers are going up, and people are freaking out. And I think that that type of psychological effect on the country is part of the reason why Trump's victory isn't as definitive. Because think about it. I mean, there were a lot of people projecting a landslide before the economy got hurt by COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question. No, and again, I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm looking at how tight. I mean, let's just be frank about it here. He has got to pretty much win the rest of every state. He has to. He's got to pull out Georgia. He's got to win North Carolina. It looks like he's going to in these areas. He's got to take Pennsylvania. There's a 15-point lead there. I mean, seriously, if this changes overnight, this is sad. Michigan, Wisconsin, and he's got solid leads there as well. But again, we saw this change last time at 2:00 in the morning.
How much have they changed? How much have they changed? I mean, when I was looking at it, it looked like Trump was pretty solid.
In Iowa, it's 46-52. Mm-hmm. Right, with 85% of the vote in. Wisconsin is 46-51 with 72% of the vote. Michigan is 43-54, good 10 points there, but half the vote counted. Pennsylvania, another half the vote counted, 41-56. That's why I said to you, that's a 15-point lead. That's kind of hard to make up. The North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it looks like that at the end, based on how many registered voters are in the state, and based on the fact that, you know, I mean, how long are they going to, it can't be election week. It can't be election month. It's almost like the LBJ thing. Did you ever hear this quote from LBJ or this story about LBJ that he lost his first race? And the reason he lost his first race was that they reported how many votes he had on election day. And then, or they prematurely announced how many votes right. he had. And then his opponent went out and found enough votes to surpass the amount of votes that LBJ had. And then that's when he learned about going ahead and exposing how many votes you have too right. early. And I think that that's the problem that we have here. The
we're up against it. Tell people where to find you. Hey, quick.
Hey, ReactionaryTimes.com, ReactionaryTimes.com, ReactionaryTimes.com.
All right. Doesn't get that much easy. It doesn't get much easier than that, people. Listen, don't give up hope, okay? Trump is going to pull this off. It's just tighter than he wants it to be. It's tighter than I want it to be. We'll catch you tomorrow, I'm sure. Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side.